The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Despite today's gospel and other passages that we find in all four gospels about followers of Christ will be persecuted, yet today there is churches who proclaim what they call a gospel of prosperity, that the followers of Jesus Christ will receive many blessings, blessings of richness, blessings of good health, as if there is no persecution or no cross in following Jesus. That's not what Jesus says. I mean, it's very clear in the gospel today. There is persecution. If we want to follow Christ, there will be a cross, because the evil in the world will persecute us. Suffering is not something that God wants us to experience or something that God sees as good. The reason there is suffering in the world, because there is free will. God created us free to make choices, whether to obey him, to follow his ways, or not to follow his ways. And when people don't follow or choose the ways of God, they're choosing to do evil. And a lot of times, they don't want to tolerate the truth. Darkness doesn't want any light, because the smallest sign of light or presence of light will make a big difference in displacing that darkness. So they want to silence those lights, those voices. That's where there is persecution. Jesus himself, as you know, were persecuted by the governors, by the leaders of his people, by a brother of his, Judas, one of his apostles. So everything Jesus tells us that we will experience, he experienced himself. But that what led them to eternal life, his perseverance. Despite the persecution, for the sake of God the Father, for the sake of love, he remained faithful. So he tells us, "I'm going to send you like sheep in the midst of wolves." But he says, "Be shrewd as serpents." Be smart. It's not about just, you know, suffering and struggling and being in pain. So we have to be smart about how we proclaim the good news, how we continue to live as the light of the world, as Jesus told us that we are. But also he said, "Be simple as doves." Our response shouldn't be like how the world responds to us. We shouldn't use violent ways. We shouldn't use lies to get out of the suffering. We have to have the simplicity and the purity of doves. Remain faithful to the message, because it's the Holy Spirit who will fight on our behalf. It's the Holy Spirit who will give us the words to say. It's the Holy Spirit who will save us from certain situations, like he saved the apostles and the early Christians. But sometimes suffering is inevitable, and we have to remain faithful. We have to persevere by following Christ despite the cross. So when we're dealing with situations in our lives, that to us seem like a cross, we have to be careful whether that's just life. You know, we get old, we get sick, you know, people lose jobs or marriages break up, or it is, you know, the cross because we're following Jesus. Those are the crosses that we call to endure and bear for the sake of Christ, as he did for us. But no matter what cross is carrying, we're called to be simple as dove and shrewd as serpents.